Thank you for calling Eagle Moss today. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Paul Andrews. I'm calling again to check on the status of an order that I paid for a couple months ago now and I still hadn't received.
Okay. I can see if I can help you with that issue, Mr. Andrews. Is the phone number you're calling in on ending in 5343? Is that associated with your account?
Yes.
Do you know?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 minute to get it pulled up. I have you. What's your address?
Address is 1501 Orange Avenue, Northwest, Roanoke, Virginia, 24017.
That's what I have. What's your email address? Make sure it's right in the system.
Yeah, it's finalflashphoto@gmail.com.
That's what I have. All right, let's continue. Now, which item were you calling about? Is it Star Trek?
Star Trek Discovery.
Okay, that's what I have. All right, hold on just a moment. Pulling it up. Okay, it says issue SSDUK029-FC Ball Fighters out of stock. They usually when it's out of stock, they won't send you the next item until it's back in stock. Pendant. And they doing a pendant reshipment. It's out of stock also for 31. That same number but it ends KO31. So that's why that wasn't shipped to you. Hold on, though. You've been getting these items for a while. Last time
yep.
they gave, sent you anything was 12/25/2020.
Yep.
Okay.
And with this one, like, they took the money out of my account, and they told me, you know, I talked to a person. They said it was on the way, and it never came. And they said it was the company that y'all had shipping. Was their fault. They had a lot of issues with them. And then it was a resubmit. And then one of the reps that I talked to told me that it was on the way, that it was out for, you know, out for shipment and it should have been on the way. And then I waited and waited and waited. And I finally talked to somebody else. And then the other person was like, nah, it wasn't on the way. It was out of stock. You know, and I'm getting a bunch of different answers. And, you know, it's been something that I paid for months ago. You know, at this point, I just want to know what can be done because I would rather get something, you know, put that money towards something else. Let's get a
Hello.
Refund and then, you know, something else.
Okay.
Because I understand, like I said, I understand the shipment's out of stock. I get that. But for something like that, they could have just took that money and put it towards another item on the next on the list or whatever, and then just kept it going that way until the other item came.
Yeah, that what they can do is, okay, one of the issues you have, it says your card is expiring. I just went into another account.
And see, and it's the same account, same card number. It was just the date, and I've changed that because I've ordered a couple things through the. Yeah, now because I had the XLs. Ships and I had the Discovery collection, and then I had bought some stuff from the online store. And the stuff that I bought from online, it took a long time to get to, but I finally got, you know, everything that I ordered from that. So that's straight now, but it's just my subscription hadn't showed up.
Yeah, the Star Trek XL starships that you have. That one is expired October the 20th. The last time they sent anything to you was October the 9th. So
okay, fine. I wasn't waiting on that. Like, I can give you, I'm actually getting to stop right now. So when I stop, I'll give you the updated card information.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
For like this one, for my other ships, I mean, they took the money out with no problem out of my account. And, you know, it's just nobody gave me any information, no emails or anything to let me know, hey, this is out of stock, it's going to be a while, here are some mm-hmm. options, you know, nothing. You know, I've had to call in several times. I don't know if y'all can see that, but calling in several times, and it's getting kind of frustrating at this point because we're in April now, you know, and they took this money in the beginning of January.
I'm not seeing anything recent. The last thing I see that sent to you and it's completed was on 3-2. It says completed 3-2 of this year and 2-22. Everything else is 2020.
It may have been December when they took it out. It may have been even longer. But I know I ordered, like, the stuff that's been completed was the stuff from the Star Trek online store. Like, when I just go on the actual website, the shop, what is it, eaglemoss.shop.com, whatever it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. All of those items have shown up. So I've gotten everything up to date on that. But as far as my subscription, because it's a Klingon ship, I can't even pronounce it, it starts with a B, that I've been charged for and it has not been received.
Okay, so you want me to go ahead and skip those items so they can start back sending your other items?
Are they going to take the money and put it on another item?
No, what would happen is they're going to your next items that should be shipped to you.
I wanted to either get that one or get a refund and send it to the other one before I do it, because I don't want to just have money sitting out there and then I forget about it, you know, whenever it comes in.
Okay, so you don't want to skip it. You said something about that.
I wouldn't mind skipping that shit. Like, if they could move the money to another, you know, just use that money to pay for something else, then I'm fine. But I don't want to pay for something.
What would happen is they would just skip it. Like, if it's number 29, they'll go to 30. If they're not out of stock, they'll start with 30, 31, 30, you know, and so on, because you're getting one item at a time. They'll go on to the next item. And when that item comes in, they'll ship that to you.
Yeah, but I'd rather just wait to get that one or to get a refund on it.
Okay.
It's nothing to do with you. It's just that at this point, like, I've gotten so many different answers, I'd rather not pay for something else and just have the payment for this one thing just sitting out in limbo. You know what I mean? Until it comes in stock.
Gotcha. Hold on just a second.
All right.
I don't think I can give you the refund. I can send them an email and tell them that you want a refund. Hold on just a second.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Now, let's find the item that you're talking about, because she was telling me that we don't refund unless we shipped it. So I'm trying, we're going to have, do you have the account number for the item that you're talking about?
It's probably in my email somewhere that I can look up. But it's never, like I say, it's never, it was told to me that it was shipped at one time, and then it, all of a sudden it was out for shipment, and then all of a sudden it was, oh, no, we're out of stock. So I was told that it was shipped when I talked to one of the reps on the phone, so I'd have to look it up.
Well, more than likely it's out of stock, because it pops up. It's the first thing that pops up on the account, and it tells you it's out of stock before it even lets you look at the account. So, but you have a bunch of Star Trek items and different things. So the other agent might have been confused. That's why I'm asking you, do you have the account number so I can look at exactly which one it is? Because we don't refund unless it's shipped to you, unless it's been shipped.
So they're not able to put that on a different item?
All I can do is skip it. And you said you didn't want to do that. But I need to know exactly which one it is. That's because you have a bunch of Star Trek items on here. So the account number would help.
Klingon. That, hold on. Let me see if I can get it to my home. One second.
They sent you a Klingon bath class on 12/25/2020.
Yep, never received it. So they did say it got sent out.
Yes. That might be, but I see that's the only Klingon one I see.
Yeah, and, that's the one.
Well, no, they have another one. They have a Klingon 07. They sent that out on 5/12/2020.
I got that one. I got that one.
Yeah.
It was that bath class one.
On 12/25.
Mm-hmm. Dang, I didn't realize it was December, but yeah. That's the exact one.
Okay, what they do in that case, they reship it if you say you didn't receive it. So
yeah, and
let me look at it. SSDUK031. Oh, they reshipped that to you already. I can't reship it again. They reshipped it on 1/12/2021. It's pending reshipment. The reason you haven't received it yet is because it's out of stock. They can't reship you something that they don't have yet. So that's what's going on with that. You should probably receive it soon. Let me look on here and see what date it says next delivery is going to be in. I can look at your next delivery. /4/13 was your next delivery, and that's next Tuesday. Let me view next shipment. Yeah, that's what the problem is. It's out of stock, so. Okay, it's going to let me view the next shipment. Let's see. Your next shipment is the Ball Fighter. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was looking at something.
Yeah.
So they went ahead and.
Yeah, they got it set up for reshipment, but they can't ship it to you because they don't have it yet. And I looked at your next shipment. Usually it'll come in the next shipment, but it's not. It's the Ball Fighter that's coming. It doesn't have it in there. So that means they still don't have it yet. And then you get another shipment 4 weeks later. So So it'll probably come with that next shipment. But I can't refund you anything because they haven't shipped it to you. Well, they shipped it to you one time. They shipped it to you on 12/25/20. Yeah, everything is pending because it's out of stock. That's what it looks like. Looks like you have two items out of stock.
What other items like that, I guess, is next in that list are out of stock? Can you see?
I'm going to come out and come back in. It'll show it to me. Hold on a moment. It pops up on the screen and won't let you see anything. All right, this is your main account. It says, please note the next shipment has been delayed because the SSD UK-029 ball fight is out of stock. That's the ball fighter. They finna send that to you Tuesday. And then it says pending reshipment. The one that we were talking about, SSD UK-031, entered on 1/30/21. I told you they had reshipped it to you.
Mm-hmm.
It says it's out of stock.
Right.
So they're gonna send you the ball fighter. Go ahead.
And that one's out of stock too.
I can't hear you.
You said that one's out of stock too?
No, that's the two. But the ball fighter is coming to you Tuesday. So it's going to start back up sending you your regular account items. That was out of stock. It's back in stock. They're getting ready to send it to you Monday. And then it said it had another one on here, your reshipment. It says 1/30/2021. Said that that one was out of stock. Remember I just told you they sent it to you January 30th?
Right.
That's your reshipment. It's the only one that's left. It was two items. One off your regular account and that one on your reshipment. But it's coming to you. Your regular account has started back up, so you don't have to skip it anything with that.
So I'll try to wait it out a little bit longer.
Reshipment should be coming between now and maybe the end of this month or the beginning of next month. It's just the just out of stock. That's all. Sorry about that, because I see that you ordered the reshipment January 20th or 21st.
Because I wish you had told me before they even did a reshipment that it was out of stock, because I didn't hear about that until after the fact. You know what I mean?
Oh, so yeah, they don't normally know. There. Some of them can go 3 months with being out of stock. I've seen it. Like, you know, because of COVID, I guess they're not manufacturing like they used to. And I've been noticing ever since Christmas, it's been an issue. Everybody that signed up around Christmas time. But it's coming, Mr. Andrews. Just have to be patient. It's on its way. They did do a reshipment like you told them, though.
All right. I'll try to wait a little bit longer.
All right. I hate it when y'all can't finish your deals and everything. I know that's frustrating. But just wait it out a little bit, a couple of more weeks. And we're here pretty much all the time. Every time you call in, you'll probably get a different agent. You can call and check in about a week or two. Around this time, like the Saturday after next, you can call and check and see if anything moved. I'm going to give you this account number. Are you able to take it down?
Yeah, I can take it down.
All right, the one that I was finding all of this on, your account number is 263-0-8580-001-001. That's the account number I saw all of this on that you were asking about. Both of them on this one. That's why I was asking what account number was.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Andrews. Is there anything else I can help you figure out?
No, that's it.
All right, good luck to you. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks.